Let's go to church on Christmas Day. What y'all think about that? Huh?
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah.
That's so bad, is it? Yeah, that'll work. Look here. I got...
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord and all of his name. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free.
Thank you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. 88.1 FM, and everywhere we can be heard. Again, I'm Apostle Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of just about 40 years, none other than in the person of
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And as always, you know, we're just so delighted to be into your houses, places of confinement, your hospital rooms, wherever you might be, behind prison bars. We bid you blessings. I think the correct word in the Hebrew for blessings is Baruch. Baruch you. We Baruch you in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, by the living Yahuwah. So, again, we're just delighted to come with you. Lady Townsend, if you so kindly will, we're going to go before the throne of grace. And listen, we want to let you know that we're not only praying for you, we're praying with you. We're believing for the transformation that you need to happen in your life. The word of Yahuwah says, when you pray, believe that you have those things. You know why? They already exist.
Yes.
You know, once you start to operate upon this frequency, that whatever it is you're believing the Most High for already exists, that's what you need to do. And I know a lot of times you say, I'm a believer. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in God the Father. I believe. But you know what? Truthfully, what you believe is only what you see.
Mm.
But you're going to have to know that it already exists.
Yes.
That's the reason why when Yahusha was confronted by Mary and Martha and said, Lord, had you been here, my brother would not have died. And he responded by saying, your brother going to rise again. Your brother going to, he's going to rise again. Oh, yes, Lord, I know. He said, well, no, I'm going to wake him.
Mm.
She said, but now, you know, by now, Lord, he's stinking. This has been 4 days. My point is, brothers and sisters, nothing is too hard for the Most High. Nothing is too hard for Yahusha HaMashiach. And once you start to develop that mentality on a day-to-day basis and get this out of your mind, it's so hard. It's so hard, y'all. You, Pastor, you just don't know. It's so hard. Well, you know what? That's the way you've been programmed. Go ahead, Lady Townsend.
Amen. Coming out of the book of St. John, the first chapter with the 14th verse, and it reads as this, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We bless the holy name of Yeshua. We bless the holy name of Yahuwah. We give praises unto you because you deserve it so much more. And we just give you praise. We give you glory. But we know, as the words say, Yahusha is the way, the truth, and the life. And we're just grateful today to lift you up as never before, to give you glory, and to pray for our brothers and sisters that they will have a relationship with you, that they will seek to know all, hallelujah, you're about. You told us to seek, ask, and knock. Oh, God, we're just grateful today that we continue to seek your face. We continue to seek everything about you, for we want to do it your way. For so long, we've done it our way. We've done it the pastor way. We've done it, amen, mama way. But it's going to come a time that we must seek you for ourselves. And I like that because one-on-one is what you're looking for. Amen. A relationship. Amen. A desire to please you daily. a desire to walk upright before you daily. Amen. That's the relationship I want with you. Glory to God that you will be glorified. Hallelujah. All the days of our lives. That you will just be proud of your people that's standing. Hallelujah. That seek to do your will on a daily basis. God, we pray for those out there that need you today. We pray for the young people that don't even have a desire. Amen. To live right. Don't even have a desire. Nothing but self. Appointed, a self-centered, but oh God, there's going to come a time they wish they would have listened. They wish they would have, hallelujah, even the ones that say they know you, going to wish a time that they're listening, amen, because we know that you're soon to come, amen, and there's a time, hallelujah, and you said that there's some things that seem right, but at the end, there is death. Oh, God, we do not want to be the one that not seeking you as we should or living the way that we should. But, oh, God, that we want to just do your will, amen. We want to continue to feed the hungry, amen, clothe those that are, you know, without, amen. We keep doing your will daily, amen. You ask that of us, and we must do. Amen, according to your word. And we just continue to bless you today. We continue to just lift you up, for you alone is worthy. And we thank you in this day that you will just continuously have your way in our lives. In the mighty name of Yeshua, Yahusha, in Yahusha's name, amen.
Well, again, we thank and praise the Lord for all of you out there under the sound of our voice. As you can see, time is rapidly speeding away. We're almost into the month of December, and we know that many of you have overdone it for the holiday that just passed. You know, the funny thing about it is we ask the Lord to bless us, and then we turn around and do all the things that are going to be degrading to our health and things of that nature. Not putting you down, not beating up on you, not bashing on you. But, you know, as the word says, there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. I was speaking to one of my beloved cousins this morning, and she was telling me she's suffering from bronchitis and asthma. And she says, I says, well, what happened, baby girl? She's like a sister to me. We grew up together as like brothers and sisters, too. And I said, so what's going on? She said, I can't breathe. She couldn't hardly catch her breath. She already had asthma. And she says, yeah, my daughter turned that air conditioner on. And then she turned the heat on. And I believe that that gave me a cold. I said, no, sweetheart. That's not what gave you a cold. I said, I'm finna ask you a question. I said, when you went over to Ken folks' house to eat, for the Thanksgiving holiday. I said, did you eat a lot of macaroni and cheese? She said, yeah. And I ate some of that macaroni, what they put in the sausages and the shrimps and all of that stuff with all that cheese in it. I say, well, that's what got you stopped up, baby. Yes. That's that mucus. Those are mucus producing foods. And the truth be told, sickness is brought about by mucus.
Yes.
The foods that we eat create mucus in the body. And they begin to germinate and fester inside the body. And then they attack our bronchial tubes. They attack our the linings of our heart. Plaque starts to build up in our hearts and all of these things like that. You know, when the word of Yahuwah says, in all thy getting,
yes,
get an understanding.
Understanding.
And please trust me what I say. Just because mama did it and great grandma did it and meemaw did it and pawpaw done it doesn't mean it's okay. There comes a time in your life where you are greater than you've been giving yourself credit for. Let me share something with everyone out there. Everyone. I don't care if you're a Baptist, a Methodist, an Episcopalian, or a Muslim, an atheist. It matters not. But I will share this vitally important information with you. Lady Townsend, every one of us, once before we came into this incarnation as a human being, stood in the presence of the Almighty Yahuwah, our heaven creator. And what we done was we had to forget. That was part of the contract. We had to forget who we were so that we could come down here in this earthly carnation and find our way back to him. Because if you were to remember, then you would not know what it's like to experience fear. You wouldn't know what it's like to experience lack. You wouldn't know what it's like to experience anger. frustration, all of the things down here in this three-dimensional earth realm that seem to hold people captive. You wouldn't understand any of that. So part of your contract was to come into that family. Yes, I know you were raped as a young girl. You were molested as a young boy. But you agreed to that so that you could find your way back to the Almighty. And you know what? Just like any heir to a throne, there comes a time when they ascend their heirship. And that's what you have come to be now when you come into the acknowledgement of Yahusha HaMashiach and the living father Yahuwah. You're coming back into your rightful heir. So, yes, you've been taught how to be fearful. You've been taught how to be afraid all of your life. You've been taught that you got to be sick all your life. You've been taught that, you know what, you're going to have to, you know, my mama got married. She got divorced. My sister got married. She got divorced.
Great.
You've been taught all of these negativity things. You've been taught that, you know what, men are no good. They all are nothing but dogs. Women are no good. They all are nothing but skeezers and skanks. All of these things of negativity you agreed to experience. Only so you can find your rightful place back being heirs to the throne of Yahusha HaMashiach. What you got to say, Lady Townsend?
Yo, that's beautiful said. This is true. And today, you know, even though what I like about Yahusha is even if you have been those type of, you know, people or done those type of things, he's willing that none perish, that all come to repentance. Meaning that, yes, that could have been me. In some cases, it was most out there. And because, you know, we just don't get it overnight. And yes, we experience life. And life be lifing. And we be a part of it. Even though we do you know, harm sometimes to ourselves. Mm-hmm. But I know that, like I said, he just willing for you to repent and turn from all of that. And to seek him and all of that will be forgiven because his word said. And that's what you need to do. In so many cases where, you know, the world has got a grip on so many of our young people, you know, they just like having fun. And then we find so many, even in the church, doing the same thing the world. Quote, having fun. But we know that that's at the end. You know what Yahusha going to say? What he going to say? You want to hear him say, well done, don't you? Well,
I do. I want to hear him say, well done.
Amen. And so the things that we're doing, you better know is it lining up with the word. If it's lining up with you know, with what the Creator wants. Amen. The Most High. Praise the Lord.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, that's what our whole life is about. You shouldn't be here to please men. You shouldn't be here to please men. You should be here to please the heavenly Creator.
Yes.
You should be here trying to please him. That's the main thing that the Most High requires of us, to please him. And you know what? We have to do that with all our heart, all our mind, all our spirit, all our soul. Because, again, and I'm not afraid to say this, most of us are still under the jurisdiction of our colonizers. We're still up under the jurisdiction of a colonized version of Christianity that has done nothing but keeping us subservient to men. But I remember Yahusha said it this way. He said, the works that I do, Lady Townsend, you shall do also. Unfortunately, we have forgotten that part of divinity. Remember when Peter walked on the water? The only reason why he walked on the water for that while is that he tuned out all of the negativity around him.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, beloved, you're going to stay sick until you tune out the negativity. You're going to stay broke, busted, and disgusted until you tune it out. You're going to go from man to man, woman to woman, until you learn to tune out the negativity that is constantly bombarding us. What do you think the news is for? The news is, let me share something with you. When you understand that you are a vibrational creature, when you understand that you are a creature that operates on frequencies, once you understand that, people have now learned from scientific research how to harness energy.
Hmm.
Yeah, the atoms, the protons, neutrons, all of those things have been learned how to be harnessed. And you know what? They've taken it now and using it for bad. How do you think they create the hydrogen bombs and the atom bombs, because man has learned how to harness energy.
Well,
I'll tell you something else that you don't know. They know have learned now how to harness your energy. That's right. Yeah. When you go to a football field and everybody is in an uproar about their favorite team, they know how to take the frequency of those waves of energy and harness them and import and export those levels of energy. Well, beloved people, you have that same ability in Yahusha.
Yes.
You have that same ability. If you are born again of the water and the spirit, and you have made Yahusha Lord of your life, or what should I say, governor of your life, then you have the same power on the inside. But the problem is, you've been taught that you've got to buy a blessing. You've been taught that you've got to sow a seed in order to get a blessing. You've been taught that, you know, you've got to give your tithe and offering if you want to be blessed. But beloved, let me tell you something. Giving tithe and offering doesn't make you blessed. Mm. As I told you before, the ground don't care who plants a seed in it. It's going to give it back to you. As a matter of fact, there is no way that you can hurt somebody without hurting yourself. Mm. And there's no way that you can help someone without helping yourself. And so what you need to understand is that once you come to the God bless you, Pastor Bell. God bless you, my brother. Amen. So glad that you joined us on this morning. Yes. Once you begin to understand the power that worketh inside of you, that's the reason why the apostle Paul said, he said, I didn't come to you with enticing speech or men's wisdom. He said, but what? I came in power and demonstration. Would it be safe to say that's what we see missing, the deficit in the church today? I mean, we've got a lot of people whooping and hollering. We've got a lot of people squalling and squawking and screaming, but there's no power in demonstration. People are leaving the same way they came in. They came in broke, busted, and disgusted. They leave broke, busted, and disgusted. I mean, don't get me wrong. We emotionalize them just long enough to get out the front door. And then once they get out the front door, the same demonic element or spirit that was waiting on the outside, because sometimes in an anointed church, the devil can't follow you inside there. The anointing is too great. One thing about it. But see, we've got to learn how to empower the people with that same anointing on a day-to-day basis, Lady Townsend.
Yeah.
We've got to help them to understand that, listen, yes, I'm your pastor. Yes, I'm your apostle. But let the same power that is in me is also in you. My anointing is just that of an administrator. And when you do something, you know what, just like the electricity in your house, the administrator is the poles and the lines that you use so that the power can be properly administered. And so this is the purpose of the apostle, so that the word can be properly applied and that you can have access to it too. Now, there are generators that sit outside your house. There are transformers that sit outside your house. But you know what? They help to regulate that power inside your house. Mm-hmm. Well, the Holy Spirit is that same regulator.
Yes.
He regulates that power. He said, you shall receive power after that the Ruach HaKodesh comes upon you. God bless you, Brother Lawrence, because glad you joined us. Glad you joined us. So once that power comes upon you, just like when a baby first comes into this life, you know what? A baby is fascinated, Lady Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we raised four babies, and I remember it like yesterday, when we would put them down in their little crib or whatever, you know how they put those little things and dangle in front of them?
Yes.
To make them learn how to use their little fingers and hands?
Mm-hmm.
They would be fascinated at the movement of their hands. They would be fascinated at the movement of their fingers. And so should you, beloved. You should begin to become fascinated knowing that, look, that if I speak into this mountain, it too can be removed. That if I speak into this headache, it too can be removed. If I speak into this arthritis, it too can be removed.
I know that's right.
Because the word says, as a man thinks in his heart.
So?
Huh? Don't come back saying, well, Pastor Townsend said that we could do this. No, it's not what Pastor Townsend said. It's what the word said.
Come on now.
The word said it, that if you had faith, that of a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak unto this mountain and say, be thou removed, plucked up in other place. Well, cancer ain't nothing but a mountain.
A mountain.
Diabetes ain't nothing but a mountain. I'm finna step on my own toe now. Obesity, gluttony ain't nothing but another mountain.
See it.
Divorce ain't nothing but another mountain. Huh? Child abuse ain't nothing but another mountain.
Say it now.
Huh? You ain't heard what I said. All of these are just mountains, but you've been taught that you need to rely upon professionalism. Well, you know what? The greatest professional that could ever counsel you is Yahusha.
Come on.
Because it's funny. A lot of marriage counselors been divorced themselves. Ain't that something? I went to a cardiologist before I got ready to have my knee operation. And I used to drink the Red Bull. And the Red Bull is loaded with sugar. It's loaded with all type of caffeine. And you know what? All of my life, even as a obese person, Lady Townsend, I had a normal heartbeat till I started drinking that Red Bull.
Right.
And once I started drinking that Red Bull, I would drink those big, tall cans of that Red Bull. And so next thing I know, when I get ready to go to get prepped for my operation and everything, they said, Mr. Townsend, you got an abnormal heartbeat. I said, really? They said, yeah, your heart is, the rhythm is off. I tried to play it off like we sometimes do when we're confronted with truth. When we're confronted with truth, you know, it's easy to try to play it off and dismiss it as something wrong. But he said, Mr. Townsend, your heartbeat is off. I played it off and said, well, when I went to the cardiologist, Lady Townsend, I said, well, sir, what you don't understand is that black folks, we just got rhythm, extra rhythm. That's all. He said, well, I'm concerned about it. But you know what was more concerning to me? The cardiologist that was going to plead my case looked like he was about 10 months pregnant. Y'all ain't heard what I said. The cardiologist that I went to had a belly sticking out further than mine was sticking out. And so that began to bring alarm to me. Now, I'm saying that to tell you, if your life ain't right, how you think you're going to help somebody else? Sometimes we put our life in the hands of people that ain't no better at helping us than they are at helping themselves.
Come on now.
And that was a wake-up call for me to realize that, you know, I thank God for the doctors. I thank God for their ability. But a lot of time, they're practicing on you. And listen, the medicine that he prescribed me that was allegedly going to put my heart back in proper rhythm, I did some background research on that medication. And I'm going to tell you something. I could see right from the moment he didn't have my best interest at heart, because this is what I saw. And I looked up the medication. I forgot the name of it. But when I looked up the medication, Lady Townsend, it said the person that take this medication must be extremely careful. Now, it was supposed to have been something to help, he said, lower my blood pressure. But it said the medication, the person that takes this medication must be extremely careful. Listen to this carefully, beloved people. People out there, listen. It said for the person that take this medication is known to create kidney failure. Excuse me? This medication is known to create liver damage. Excuse me? Are y'all hearing me? Do you see why now I have to rely upon the auspices of Yahusha and the healing power of his Holy Ghost in our lives? Because we're living in a dispensation where people don't care about healing you. They just want to treat you. But Yahusha didn't treat anybody.
Heal.
As a matter of fact, back in the days of Yahuwah, remember when Hezekiah was getting ready to die?
Yep.
And the word says that he sent the prophet to him to tell him to get his house in order.
Yep.
And see, one thing about it is when you know you've done right by the things of Yahuwah, you can petition him. And that's what I had to do. I had to petition Yahuwah because you know what? I just couldn't spend the rest of my days preaching to you, telling you that God can. And I'm sitting around here looking like a beached whale. That's not funny, Lady Townsend, because you put up with me the whole time I was there. And what my wife said to me one time, you know what? It was a wake up call for me. Now, she think that she said that because I can imagine she was frustrated. And I can imagine all of you out there that have loved ones that you care about, that have become grossly overbeast, but you just love them anyway. And you know, but you know what? I know it's hard on you. I know it's frustrating on you. I know that many times it's probably embarrassing for you, but you'll never tell them that to their face. You'll never tell them how embarrassing it is that you're being with them because you love them for who they are. But my wife said this very important thing to me. She said, How long are you going to do this to yourself? You've been like this your whole life. Aren't you ready to make a change? And it hurt me, but it was the truth. And sometimes we need that wake-up call to help us understand that we're not only hurting ourselves, but we're hurting the people that love us as well. And when she said that, yes, it hurt. Yes, it made me angry to the core. Yes, it tried to put a seed of bitterness inside of me. But I took the acknowledgement to say, Lord, you used me and used my wife. And so that told me, yeah, you can't help nobody, brother pastor. You got to help yourself. Because I was not going to be one of those that tried to sell Jesus. I was not going to be one of those that wanted to market Jesus. And so at 425 pounds, who could I help? Oh, yes, I had excellency of speech, of course. Of course, my vernacular was nothing short of immaculate. But the end result is that I was headed toward an early grave, too. And so you see, beloved, sometimes we need that wake-up call. Preachers need that wake-up call to know you can't be out here trying to sell Jesus. You know, as I heard Creflo Dollar say, that when he began to talk up to the people and says, he said, you know what? I misarticulated the word of God when I began to tell people about tithes and offering. And I began to let the people know that, listen, what I said was not biblically correct because he was selling Jesus. He was selling
Jesus.
Would it be safe to say today that if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves trying to sell Jesus? Because my Bible says God's people love cheerful givers. And you know what? When you give cheerfully, sometimes it's more than the 10%. Look how y'all getting quiet on me.
Preach.
Look how you getting quiet on me. When you are a cheerful giver, it's more than the 10%. So we'll rather hog tie you to the 10% because something better than nothing. But you know what? If it doesn't come from your heart, God doesn't want it. And that's why I cried out to the Lord. You know, we sing it in the Baptist church. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. No, he just heard your song because he hears a repentant heart.
Oh, yes, he does.
When he told me my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. When he told me that my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost and I had to look, how am I treating my body? Brother pastor, you still drinking liquor, but look how you treating your body. You still smoking cigarettes, but look how you treating your body. You still smoking weed, but look how you treating your body. But yet you want to say the power of the Holy Ghost is not there. Because he won't dwell in that unclean temple.
He said it, and I believe it.
You single, you ain't married, but you're fornicating. He's not there.
Come on, preacher.
Huh? You talk about how much you love First Lady, but you got a chick on the side. He's not there.
My.
So you see, beloved, it's not with excellency of speech that he's concerned with. He's concerned with what the word says. They that worship Yahuwah must worship him in spirit and in truth. Lady Townsend, what you think?
Amen. And what I think, I know is the truth, Apostle, because so many of us, you know, we want to do the right thing. You know, we want to do the right thing, but God wants more than us wanting to. He wants us to do it because we can do all things through Yahushua that strengthens us. Amen. We can do it. Now we have to experience by doing it because he already let us know that we can do it. We can live a life that's pleasing to him. Amen. We can stop pacifying this flesh. Because this flesh don't want no good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it don't want no holy thing.
Mm-hmm.
It want anything that's bad, anything
mm-hmm.
that nasty to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the flesh want. But God want us.
You saying we suffering from Samsonitis, huh?
Well, you better believe it.
And Samson didn't want a good, clean, whole one.
No, he want a nasty one.
He wanted something
raunchy.
And nasty and filthy and detestable.
That's the truth.
Even the parents say, can you not find a wholesome woman amongst our tribe?
Mm.
But he wanted that nasty Philistine woman, the one that would do things and suck his soul out his body. That's what he wanted, that nasty woman. And so that's what then crept into the church now. We don't want what's wholesome and righteous and holy before the Lord. We just want to, just every man for himself and God for us all, Lady Townsend.
Mm,
It don't work that way. Come on, let's share a word with God's people today to help them to understand that. Because what we're going through, if we're not careful, we can come to the Lord